Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. We've talked before about depression and how it's one of the most common mental health conditions that we know of, because most of us have experienced depressive symptoms at one point or another in our life. While most of us haven't necessarily had major depressive disorder, we've all certainly experienced those that discomfort of depressive symptoms.
Serious case of the blues, yes. The blahs.
Yeah. So, but today we're going to talk about a treatment for depression called transcranial magnetic stimulation. And this was an article from our blog at PsychReg. It's written by a physician who uses transcranial magnetic stimulation in the treatment of depression. Yeah. And you know, there's a number of things that we want to talk about with it, because it is relatively new, and it is. Is an interesting approach.
Right.
It kind of pulls from some old school stuff.
Right. Well, one of the things I like about they give the statistics, the epidemiology of depression, how many people are affected by it, and worldwide, when you think of it as worldwide, even in our country,
right.
You're talking about hundreds of thousands of people who are, you know, depression can be close to 800,000 people die because of suicide. 800,000 die of suicide each year.
Globally, right. 300 right. million people worldwide have depression.
300 million. That's the population of the United States.
Right.
Okay. And so when you look at the worldwide figures, and the other thing is that many of the medications either can't be used or aren't available in many of those countries. Okay.
Right.
And even where medications are available, they're not always effective.
Right.
Or they're effective, but they have side effects that people don't want to deal with. And so whenever there's another possible approach that might be effective, we want to understand what it is and see if it might be useful. What I like about this technique, it has been approved by the FBA. FBA.
FBA.
you know what I'm thinking about today. It's been approved by the FDA, right?
Mm-hmm.
FDA. And so we're allowed to use it, whether you're going to get compensation, whether your insurance companies are going to pay for it, of course, is a different issue.
Right.
But it has been approved. It's also been approved by the American Psychiatric Association.
Right.
So this is an alternative that has already gotten all the approval that we need.
Right. So in this article, the author talks a little bit about cognitive behavioral therapy and a little bit about medications and things like that. But with this, what he refers to as an innovative new approach to depression treatment, we talk about transcranial magnetic stimulation, which basically is there's basically this little wand. It's a rod with a coil. That there is a picture in the article of it. And it's basically held over the person's head, and it sends some magnetic electrical
pulses
right. into through the scalp into the brain.
About the same kind of thing that you would get in an MRI.
Right.
Okay. It's the same about the same level. You know, we always worry when we're attaching things to our head,
right.
or sending things in, or picking things out. People used to worry about EEG,
right.
evoked potentials, worried about MRIs or CT scans. When we would hook people up with EEG electrodes, they worried about getting shocked. And I
right.
said, no, we're only measuring what's coming out. We're
right.
not putting anything in.
Right.
Well, in this case, you are putting something in,
right.
but it's very, very low level.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's not like the old school ECT, electroconvulsive therapy, or
right.
anything like that. This is and this is all done outpatient.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas ECT and the
right.
old convulsive therapy, which is still done in many hospitals,
right.
that's an inpatient type of thing. You go to the hospital. It may be sort of same day where you go in, you have the treatment, and then you have, after a period of recovery, then you can go home. Yeah. But it is a something done at the hospital. This could be done in a regular psychiatric outpatient clinic.
Yeah, it could be done here in an office.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that a person experiences a series of treatments.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty intensive. 5 to 6 days a week for 20 or 30 minute sessions a day.
Yeah, you'd have to come in every day.
Right.
5 to 6 days. Mm-hmm. So you need to come in every day.
Right.
For about 20 minutes.
Right.
Over how many weeks?
Well, it's 20 to 30 sessions.
Right.
So it's, you know,
several weeks.
4 to 5 weeks.
Right. So you'd have to have a schedule that allows you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's intensive from that perspective. Right. But again, if you're thinking about something like that rather than medication,
right?
You know, it's not quite as significant. You know, you can come in on your lunch break, have the 20 to 30 minute session, and then be able to go back to work and those kinds of things.
Right.
We don't know of anyone in our general area that does this. So there was someone who did, but he has stopped primarily because insurance didn't cover it.
Right.
That's what I understand.
And also there aren't that many people who have the schedule to do it. Schedule and money.
Right.
Okay. Because you have to have a very flexible schedule.
Right.
You either have to be able to make your own hours, or you have to be able to take the same time every day and hope that you can have that slot for about 3 weeks.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, so it's not, when I worked in psychiatry, we had someone there that did that.
Right.
Dr. Fernandez, our department chair, he had a device that he would use with patients. And it was pretty effective for many of the people that he worked with.
Right.
And you never know, and I think that this is just something that's always in the back of my mind, is that people who use mechanisms like this or interventions like this tend to know which patients they would be effective for.
Right.
You know, certainly every patient with depression wouldn't necessarily benefit from TMS, but a good clinician would be able to see what those characteristics are and recommend that for a person that is most likely to benefit from it.
That's right. If a person is benefiting from cognitive behavioral therapy or medication or insight therapy, there's no need to do this. So this would be more for patients who are not responding as you would hope to medication or to other treatments.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a device here at our office that we are working with so that we can start using with patients, and it's a Fisher-Wallace device that you wear for, about 15, 20 minutes a day, and it puts these little things on the side of your head and it looks interesting.
It does.
But it's a very effective way to help with mood and anxiety and some of those things. So you can do it just a few times a week, again, for about 20 minute sessions or so. Mm-hmm. And that has, it's not quite as intensive as transcranial magnetic stimulation, but it sort of works in the same thing.
Right. And by working, what we're talking about is we've known for many years that people who are depressed have underactivation in the left frontal area of their brains.
Mm-hmm.
We know that ADHD is related to right frontal and depression is related to left frontal underactivation. And it seems like what this does is it stimulates those neurons, the magnetic impulses, the electrical impulses, stimulate those neurons.
Right.
Okay. And it's fascinating the way they calibrate how much electricity, how strong it should be. They put it over the area of your brain that controls movement.
Right.
And if that makes your fingers move, that means that's enough stimulation. If your fingers aren't moving, it means you need a little bit more.
Right.
So it's really an ingenious way of doing things.
Yeah.
but that's what you're doing. You're trying to stimulate underactive neurons.
Right, right. So check out
the idea.
Article and you know, if you have depression, especially if you have depression that's not really responding to medications or some other therapies, you know, maybe seek out someone who uses transcranial magnetic stimulation and have a consult with them or a second opinion by them and see if it's something that they may think would be effective for you.
Maybe worth doing.
Yeah. So all right. that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.